But see that nobody disturbs me while I'm there. People don't die like flies or anything. We knew that. It is quiet, as usual. Have you seen the site when you went there?
Yeah, I pointed it out.
You pointed out that, yeah. So, there is that little gate there, and you enter there. The first section of the cemetery, second section of the cemetery, third section. I don't know why they have divided. Most probably they encroached upon land when there was no more land or something. So, Baba and we get down, and then Baba goes inside and selects a place which he liked best, and he goes there, and then I spread a carpet and make him comfortable, sit down near the wall. Nobody can notice him because there is a wall in every section, two or three sections, under the shade of a tree. And he says, now you all go, the four of us have to go around, keep guard so that nobody disturbs them. My turn fell to be at the gate entrance. So I am keeping watch there. I am standing there quietly. Nobody is coming. Nobody is there. And Baba will take his own time. Then we hear the clap. Then we go inside. That was the signal always, every time. Well, I am standing, doing nothing, whiling away my time and all that. After about 10 minutes, 15 minutes of that, all of a sudden I see a procession coming. People are coming. And to my surprise, there is a bier being carried, you see, I'm taking it. And I said, my God, now what's to be done now? How should I stop them from coming inside? And Baba doesn't want us to. Baba wants us to see that there's no disturbance and we have to. I can't stop them, I can't do this, I can't. It was a dilemma for me. But Baba put some thoughts in my mind. I just went ahead. And there I stood on the main road there, which is just at a close distance from the gate, outside the gate. And I just said, my, what's that? Who has died? So those people there, they stopped naturally, because I am there. Who has died? What happened? So then they say, and then I start giving out raps, you see, but what happened? Was he sick? Was that? What has happened? Who are the relatives? I have to while away my time, you see, and not allow them to enter. So I go on asking questions after questions, and they very lovingly and politely answered, not knowing what is in my mind. All the time I am trying to listen when the clap would come. So I kept them engaged for about 7 to 10 minutes. Yeah. And to my real relief, I heard the clap. As soon as they were in the midst of telling me something about the man who had died, how he was and all that, I turned my back and ran, and they looked surprised, what's the matter? So then they started again. In the meantime, Baba said, fine, everything is fine, my work is over. So I wrapped up the thing. And then we are getting out of the cemetery. And just as we were getting out, the person who has died, fortunate one, with all the procession, they come there with the coffin and all that. And there Baba says, how blessed is this man who has died. That's all. That's the story. But it was a hard time. Hard time to keep people engaged like that.
Oh, yes.
And stop them. Only he could do that.